Texas governor warns Corpus Christi, fix water crisis or face state takeover. By Randy Clark on March 12, 2026. Governor Greg Abbott has warned Corpus Christi city leaders they must address an imminent water crisis affecting the coastal city's water supply or face a takeover by the state. Former city officials believe the crisis could negatively affect the city's fuel refining industry, which currently ranks fifth nationally in refining capacity. The pending water crisis was highlighted in a recent report by Inside Climate News, which includes an ominous prediction from James Dodson, former director of the Corpus Christi Water Department. Dodson told Inside Climate News the consequences of the severe water shortage impacting Corpus Christi could be catastrophic, warning, "It's going to be an economic disaster. It's the very worst scenario that I've ever seen." Governor Abbott offered his commentary on the water situation facing Corpus Christi on Tuesday at an event in Austin, after a reporter questioned him about a recent Inside Climate News report. Abbott offered stinging criticism of the city's leaders, saying, "We provided them with $750 million, three-quarters of $1 billion in funding for them to address their water problem. You know what they did? They squandered it, and then they changed their plan, and then they were indecisive about what to do." Abbott went on to issue his stern warning that time was running out for city to address the looming water crisis, adding, "We can only give them a little time more before the state of Texas has to take over and micromanage that city and run that city to make sure that every resident who goes to the water tap and turns it on, they're going to be getting water out of their faucet." According to the city's website, a level 1 water emergency is predicted to take effect in November 2026 under current modeling. That benchmark will signal the start of a 180-day window during which the available water supply is insufficient to meet the city's demand. Within months of that threshold, water availability from western sources at Lake Corpus Christi and the Choke Canyon Reservoir is anticipated to be emptied. According to the city, this does not mean Corpus Christi has completely run out of water, as additional water from eastern sources, including Lake Texoma and the Colorado River, can still be supplied. On Wednesday, city officials issued a statement regarding Abbott's warning that read in part, "The city of Corpus Christi remains steadfast in its commitment to continue providing water security for the coastal bend. We have maintained a consistent, active dialogue with the governor's office, and we are deeply grateful for the continued technical and financial support provided by Governor Greg Abbott, the city's legislative delegation, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ, and the Texas Water Development Board, TWDB. We understand the governor's frustration and sense of urgency to bring seawater desalination online, and we continue to work on desalination options." The statement included a listing of groundwater well projects and seawater desalination initiatives, the city says, which will add additional water resource capacity over the next 24 months. Breitbart Texas reached out to the governor's office for clarification and additional information regarding the threatened takeover. The governor's office replied that they had nothing to add. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.